This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. Hopefully everybody had a good weekend. Nice, relaxing. There was stuff going on, but nothing crazy. Anyway, good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, dog. Hopefully everybody had a great weekend. It was, like you said, it was a lot of sports, especially in the city going on with Atlanta in the title. So obviously we'll talk about that. But yeah, it was just nice, relaxing. You know, get some rest up type, you know, do stuff around the house weekend for your boy. It was really good.
What was the main thing you accomplished around the house, would you say?
What did we do? Like, we're getting Samson a new bed, so obviously that had
there to There you go. That's a big one. And then,
you know, just kind of get outside ready for, you know, warm times. It's hard to do with the damn dog jumping all over you and everything. But, yeah, I spent a lot of time with the boys. Me and Samson did some football stuff. And, you know, he's got a long way to go. But we brought out the block and shield yesterday, dog. My whole damn right side sore. Just the dude,
he's not that little.
He was teeing off on Papa yesterday, yeah, man. Got my damn shoulder sore as hell right now, man. But it was fun being out there with him because he loves it and he wants to compete and all that stuff. But yeah, Daddy had to take some Advil this morning, man.
I would imagine my dad had to take some Advil on Sunday as well. We were over at my brother's house on Saturday afternoon, just kind of hanging out in the backyard. Dogs were back there. Kids were back there throwing the Frisbee around. And Lily wanted to play tag. And we're kind of playing whatever, and she looked at my dad and said, "Pappy, are you too old to play?" And when I tell you the competitive spirit that I have, you know, I haven't seen my dad run like that in 15 years.
Right.
He was all over the yard. He looked like he was covering. It was great. But she played him like a fiddle. She was like, that's the competitive button. She pushed it right there. Are you too old to do this?
Wow.
And the fire in his eyes. She was, he tagged her so repeatedly. She was it the whole time. Say it again. That was great. I bet he was sore on Sunday morning from all the moving, running.
Oh, yeah, because she ain't going to stop.
No, she's four.
She's not going to stop.
She's an Energizer battery. He's 74. Yeah. But you know what? He was out there.
His grandbaby, man.
He was out there.
Your grandbaby asked you to do something.
Maybe 73. My bad, Dad, if you're listening. I didn't mean to age you an extra year, but you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. You were there. You heard what she said.
Got him.
You heard what she said.
Got him.
All right. So like you said, there was a lot going on in the city over the weekend. We'll get to the Hawks in a little bit. They can't defend
that guy.
Anybody. They gave up 148 points in regulation.
Yes.
And I know Cade Cunningham's really good. But seven guys scored in double figures in that game. Like, Malik Beasley loves playing against it. I know he's from here and all that, but
that has a lot to do with
that. Dude has absolutely had a career this season against the Hawks. The games have been good when the Pistons and the Hawks have played this season. The Pistons have won 3 out of 4 of them, but the games have been good. There's not a lot of defense being played at this point by that basketball team. And I understand Jalen Johnson's not out there.
Yeah.
Like, is that the whole reason?
I think people really want to put that on that.
Like, are we really just going to be like, Jalen's not playing.
I think there's a lot of Yeah, that want to put the and it's a big loss. I'm not gonna sit here and say that.
Sure,
but I think that Dyson Daniels, I think he has opportunity to make one of the All NBA defensive team this year. I think he will, you know. But he's just not enough. And then him guarding the best wing perimeter, the best wing perimeters in the NBA are going to smoke the best perimeter defenders. And I'm not just talking about him. Anybody
is it?
Yes.
Every time.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes,
you get. That's what happens.
Yeah, you put the best. Who? I mean, I
don't even know who the best is.
I can't even. I'm not even going to go.
I was thinking about that too, because Dyson Daniels has been very, very good defensively this year.
Yes,
he's all the steals, deflected passes. He does. He has an emphasis on that end of the court that I don't think we've seen from a Hawks player in a while.
Right.
And he's really good at it. But boy, does he get his ass busted sometimes.
Yeah, he does.
Cade Cunningham.
He was
put 29 on him in the first half last night.
And that's the thing about it is, like, when you see that, because he's going to guard, and we know that's where the league is now, the big-time perimeter do-it-all type players. Well, he guards those players.
Yeah.
And it just happens so that most of them are offensive, like, in a bag. And they just, hey, and Cade just plays well against the Hawks. He just does his thing. Now, Trey was great last night, and great, and you talked about it last week. I mean, as long as they have him, you'll stay afloat. You know what I mean? You won't drop out of the play-in round. But I mean, he's not enough. And I'm talking about Trey, and so other guys have got to step up. But yeah, but defensively, they just don't. He's gonna stop people, Andy.
Well, you're just not gonna win games like that one, or the one on Thursday night against Orlando that we talked about. Like, you just, you know, these games are gonna probably be pretty close against teams like that. I mean, the Pistons and the Magic and the Hawks are right there in the Eastern Conference standings. They play the Heat tonight. The Heat are the Heat. Well, yeah, they're not, but they're a game ahead of the Hawks.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But they're not good. You know, when you talk about you lose a guy like Jimmy Butler, and I love Tyler Herro, but he's not enough. And so tonight you're going to see Dyson on Tyler.
Yeah.
He's going to get his fair share of him tonight. And how does that go?
I'm just saying you're going to be in close games against these teams.
Yeah,
but if you can't get a stop, you're going to lose them.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what happened last night. And look, there's some calls that have not gone the Hawks' way for sure. There's no question about it. It was the one last night where originally they called the foul, then they reviewed it. I mean, Trey did draw the contact. Guys get away with that all the time in the league. He seems to be a guy who doesn't get away with it as much now.
Like, it's an emphasis.
Yeah, I mean, he was a part of the rule change. Guys still do it. I mean, there's stars that still do it. But for whatever reason, Trey is not allowed to anymore, I guess, whereas other people are. But, I mean, it is what it is. And you're in these close games, and that's going to sway it one way or the other. But if you can't get a stop, you're not going to win.
Yeah.
Like, you give up you give 148 points in that game wasn't a triple overtime game.
No.
It was a 48-minute game.
Yes.
They just scored 150 in 48 minutes. Just like that's something that happens.
Yeah, and it was so easy. That was the thing.
Well, probably was.
Yeah, it was so easy, but yeah, I mean,
Dennis Schroeder had 16 points off the bench.
He's been so good for them as far as just a bench guy. I saw a stat the other day where you're talking about the efficiency of their bench since he's been there. And, you know, I'm not saying he's going to elevate them to a new level, but he's, you know, and we know he wants to go with this squad. We know he wants to go with Trey. And, you know, because of the matchups, they end up guarding each other a lot down the stretch last night. But I mean, yeah, they're a big physical basketball team. We know that
they are physical.
They're a physical team, and that helps them out because they're not very skilled.
That was their gamble at the end too. Was they're not going to call all of them.
Yeah,
they can't call everything, and we know the Hawks aren't going to be physical defensively on us.
No.
So we'll be physical with them. And the other thing too is they called a lot of them. The Hawks shot 36 free throws last night. They made 26. You can't miss 10 free throws in a game like that. And expect
especially
to win it.
When it's going back and forth like that. I mean, and they did a great job getting Cade. They kept doing the screen roll, and they kept getting him on the matchup he wanted. And down the stretch, it was Ricochet. And he just banged him into the damn paint, shot over top of him.
Yep.
And so, I mean, that's just going to be a part of the season is the ups and downs. I'm pretty sure they're going to win tonight against the Heat.
You think so?
Yeah, I think they win tonight.
Okay.
I just don't know if the Heat are – I think the Heat are – you know, I think that the Hawks probably got steady right here where they are. I think the Heat are going down.
Okay.
I think the Heat are going down. So I expect them to win, and I could be wrong. But, yeah, I'll go with the Heat.
I expect it to be a good game.
Yeah. I think because you got two kind of equally matched
teams.
That's
what I expect.
You know, you got two equally matched
I expect it to be close late.
Yeah. You got two equally matched teams.
Yes, we do.
And so we'll go with that. How about that?
Expect it to be close late. Just like it was on Saturday night when Atlanta United made their debut. What an absolute perfect start for Latte Lath.
ELL19, baby.
Unbelievable. Just absolutely everything you could have possibly wanted from a debut for a guy with the record-breaking transfer, and he comes in, and Miguel Almiron's back, and there's all this enthusiasm going into that game. For him to score two goals you can see it. Like, you know, he's going to score so many goals this season.
He's so damn fast.
He's so fast. It's like, I mean, Almiron is too, but it's like when you see guys in that league especially that just have a gear that the rest of the guys don't have.
You're looking at it like, whoa.
It's like, oh my God, is he in fast forward?
Dude,
the rest of these guys in mud?
He was rolling. It was so good to see Miggy back. The one thing I forgot about when Miggy left was the head back flail when a ball is stolen or he misses a pass.
Yeah,
missed that from my man Miggy, but I thought he was great. He was outstanding.
He was incredible.
I thought he was outstanding, man. I mean, it was the way the pace was going, and it looked like the old one. They still can't damn defend a set piece to save their damn life.
No, their defense hopefully is going to get healthier.
Yeah, because there were some guys.
Hopefully their defense is going to get healthier.
We know there were some guys that were banged up, and I thought Brad did as best as he could. I really, really did.
He made some
big saves.
He should have. I don't know. Maybe I'm nitpicking.
Yes.
I think he could have got to that first.
You think so?
I think he maybe could have. It was looped over the top of him. It was a weird ball.
Right.
But like, I don't know. Maybe a younger Brad Guzan maybe tips that ball over the offensive player.
He's not aging backwards now. We understand that, man.
None of us are.
But I thought just the atmosphere, the pace of the match was just simply outstanding, and listening to Mike and Jason on the call was great because I was going to tweet the double latte and Mike got to it before me.
Dang it!
The double latte, like oh no, damn! It looked like I copied Mike right there. But I thought it was a lot of fun, and like we were saying the dividends because it was the biggest transfer fee, and this guy was highly touted and everything, and it was one of those things where you remember we were talking. Thursday, Friday, if he was gonna play, but we didn't know how much he was gonna play. Obviously, he starts. He does come out late in the game, but he was just freaking. He is a zoomer.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the starting point, if that's not fit yet, sign me up.
Yeah, dog.
Like I can't wait to see what it looks like when he's fully ready to rock. I mean, he played 89 minutes, so I mean, maybe adrenaline was part of it. Whatever, but the great thing about it was, I mean. The goal that he scores on the corner kick, I mean, he dunked on everybody. Like, that was...
He's a little joker, but he got
some
springs.
Yeah, he's got a lot of athleticism.
He got some springs.
And then the second goal is just exactly what you want from a striker. I mean, he's just kind of a grimy, like, you know, clean up the garbage. Mm-hmm. You make a mistake in the box, I'm going to make you pay for it. Very Joseph Martinez-esque as far as, like, a poacher-type goal. Honestly, the two best chances he had didn't even finish. Like, that's the craziest thing about it, is, like, the more in shape he gets and the more comfortable he gets with the guys around him, like, he created one shot early in the game where he took the defender on, and it was just like, well, that guy didn't have a chance. He's going to score that goal, maybe not every time, but a lot of times.
Right.
And then in the run of play with those guys up front, I mean, what a foursome up front it's going to be offensively for those guys. And they found him. It almost was a hat trick.
Yes.
He didn't finish that one either. But, like, the best chances he had, he didn't even finish. He made the most of the other chances and finished those. Like, I don't know, man. I'm trying not to get like too over the top with this guy.
Why not?
But he's the real deal.
He's got the goods. He got the goods, and he's everything that people talked about. And
if he stays healthy, he's going to score so many goals.
That's the biggest thing. Fortunately for us, for United, is that he's on our team. And I think that was the thing back at his Oakland. He was a little banged up and everything. But no, he stays healthy.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed.
Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Man, and the way he moves, and then you put another fast ass dude with Miggy, it's like a damn 4x1 team.
It's crazy
with the damn soccer ball,
and then Saba and like all those guys
Saba.
Up front.
I thought Saba played really good.
I think so too.
I thought Saba played really good.
I think he and Moranchuk maybe weren't quite ready for what Miggy and Latte Laugh are.
Yeah,
like especially because Miggy made a couple runs off passes that he made where it was like, if you guys.
He's right there. He's going to get it.
He's right. Just touch it on, yeah. And it's going to be a goal. And he might be the best player any of them have ever played with before. So, yeah. Like, they're going to figure it out and sort of realize where he's going to be and all of that. But, yeah, it was a really, really nice start. Nice way to get a win. The building was beautiful.
Yes,
they talked
was.
About being a rock concert.
It was.
Like, it's nice to see it. It's nice to see an Atlanta United game look like that, and it's nice to see them play like that, too. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into what's trending here to kick the show off on a Monday morning. This hour brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast at PADLYBuys.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.